Over the last 25 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program has protected more than 500,000 acres through land buys and conservation easements. While big projects in the woods of northern Wisconsin get much of the attention, there have also been many smaller purchases in or near urban areas. Birds and nearby traffic are louder than the water flowing in the Pike River in the Racine County village of Mount Pleasant. Village Engineering Director Bill Saucy says thanks to the stewardship program, along with other state, federal, and local money, a 5-mile restoration project along the small river is nearly complete. Saucy says it's about improving water quality and protecting wildlife, as well as increasing public access with a riverside recreational trail and reducing flooding.
The project has taken over 120 homes out of floodplain restrictions. We've shrunk the floodplain by this work, which means that they don't have to pay flood insurance, which can be very significant for some of the homeowners.
The Pike, with the city of Racine just to its east and highways, landfills, farm fields, and other potential sources of pollutants nearby, is still a challenged waterway. But Sierra Club member Melissa Warner says it's been a good place for stewardship protection.
Sometimes people think that stewardship money just goes to buy a piece of property which kind of just sits there. And that's appropriate in some places. But here in the middle of a developed area where people can't connect to nature or the outdoors in any significant way on their lawn or in their apartment building, they can come here and relax and enjoy being outside.
Much of the Pike River is in the legislative district of State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who says he differs with his fellow Republican Scott Walker on the future of stewardship. While the governor wants to freeze land buys and conservation easements until the debt payments for stewardship bonding substantially shrink in relationship to the protected land, and Walker says that could be 13 years from now, Speaker Voss says it may be better to just steer away from large land buys.
Where I live, there's a lot of development pressure in southeastern Wisconsin, so my preference would be to try to focus the stewardship program as opposed to buying tens of thousands of acres of northern forest land all the time. I would like to use it to buy park space and open land for hiking or for biking, things like that.
Others at the state capitol have been promoting the idea of just going ahead with the conservation easements that, for example, allow sustainable logging on forest land. A co-chair of the Finance Committee, Republican Representative John Nygren of Marinette, says there's a divide between North and South.
Where northern Wisconsin, sizable parts of counties are either federally, state, or county-owned, and where you get down in the more populated areas where they're looking for green space. So, once again, it's our job to kind of weigh those two out and be able to come up with a proposal that everybody can support.
The other Finance Committee co-chair, suburban Milwaukee Senator Alberta Darling, says she loves the stewardship program, but says there's a limit to the amount of tax dollars that can be put into the debt payments. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, streamside at the Donges Bay Gorge, a partly stewardship-funded preservation project in Darling's district.